It is indeed a great privilege to be back at Zion Rest Church, and I am thankful that your pastor can even stand to be in my presence, much less consider me a friend, and I am thankful for that. I need your prayers tonight desperately. I'm just weird, I guess. But I'm in good company. Well, that's great. That's great. Well, anyway, things get under my skin a little bit, and then I get to thinking about them. And okay, I want to read to you. I'm just going to read this to you. I'm not going to tell where it is. You'll recognize it. You will, I promise. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them and said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, etc. Right? This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them and called their name Adam. What? Mr. and Mrs. Adam? The Bible uses the term man, and it means generic. It means humanity. It's not sexist. You know? Now, I just read the book of Genesis, and I know that I'm among people who believe the book of Genesis is God's word. And I do too. I believe the creation account, just as it is recorded in the book of Genesis, it is the most scientifically accurate account you will ever come upon. And I better just leave that there. But I do want to read to you one more. Matthew chapter 19 and verse 4, if you'd like to read with me. And I know you're sitting there wondering, what is he doing? Well, I sometimes wonder myself. And I've tried to get away from this because I would really like to be able to start with a nice feel-good sermon. But my subject tonight is the blessings of gender. You can imagine why I'm nervous. The blessings of gender. Did you know there is such a thing as objective reality in the world we live in? Objective reality. The way things are. Whether I personally like it or not. I mean, right? I mean, there is objective reality. Do you know there are philosophers that claim there's no such thing as reality? Everything is a figment of your imagination. It's just in your mind. Can I use it? That's hooey. I'm trying to be polite. Okay. There is such a thing as objective reality. We are going to be better off if we will acknowledge the objective realities that God has put into place in the creation. Amen. And also, let me tell you something else I firmly believe. I believe that the creation that God wrought physically is in many, many ways, in fact, more ways than we understand, illustration of spiritual objective reality. Yes. Yes. Only God can do that. Amen. Create the physical reality to illustrate to us spiritual reality. And those spiritual realities are just as real as the physical realities. The spiritual reality is just as real as this book board. Now, I just read to you the book of Genesis. Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 19, verse 4. He, Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, accepted the Genesis account as historically, scientifically accurate. Christ did. By the way, I need your prayers. Bad. You see, there were no men present in Genesis 1. There were no men present to witness God's creation of Adam. There were no men present. There was no eyewitness account except for the one doing the creating. And here he is. And he says, have you not read that which he which made them, and notice, at the beginning. So don't try to tell me that man and woman came into existence 15.7 billion years after this thing got started. He made them at the beginning. I am firmly convinced he made them on the sixth day, gave them life, and I'm also convinced they fell the same day. But that's just my opinion. And probably God regenerated them that same day after they fell. But I don't know. I know God regenerated them. Say amen, church. Amen. And by the way, ever how God regenerated them is how he regenerates everybody. Amen. Think about that. No gospel, no church, no Bible, no Old Testament, no New Testament, no preacher, no nothing. And God regenerated them. The Lord said, have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female? I lovingly submit, there are only two genders in existence. I wish I could talk about election. I really would rather preach about election. I'd rather preach about, you know, like atonement. But this issue has gotten so out of hand these days. It is just ridiculous because people want to deny the objective reality, and I can be whatever I think I am. Well, what? Okay. What? Well, what? What if you think you're a moose? it's going to be impossible for me to stay calm. Did you know Time magazine had an article on their front page, Getting Over He and She, about a month ago? They are, and by the way, Time magazine supposedly is a news magazine telling us that we got to get over the two genders that God created, he and she. Just get over it. The theory is that you can be whatever gender you want to be. Isn't that right? Well, isn't that right? That's the theory. And I've thought about this also. Why would we think that's a strange thing when the theological world thinks you can be saved if you want to be? You can have life if you want. You think about that? Ay, ay. In colleges and universities around this country and in Canada, they are telling the students that you are not supposed to write with H-E, he, and S-H-E. You are supposed to use the gender, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, pronouns, X-E and S-H-E. I assume those are pronounced G. I'm not sure. How crazy is that? Time magazine says we got to get over it. All right, there are. Oh, I need your prayers bad. There are Congresses in states in America that are now saying you need to go into the bathroom that's according to your birth certificate because it's so crazy. Right? That is messed up. The blessings of gender. All right, this came in the mail the other day. I didn't know whether to show it to you or not. It's an advertisement for CoverGirl magazine, and on the cover of it is a boy named James Charles. He wants to be, I guess he's made up. I don't know. Maybe he thinks he's a girl. So we're supposed to say, okay, if you think you're a girl, we'll call you a girl. If you think you're a moose, we'll call you a moose. Objective realities exist in the world. Calcified facts. Okay. There are only two genders. Now, don't talk to me about the anomalies. I don't even know whether I should say the word from the pulpit. There are 0.0001% of people that are born with both sets of genitalia. Okay? That's an anomaly! That's something went wrong in their physical development. That does not mean that individual does not have a gender. It does not mean that individual can choose their gender. By the way, you do not choose your gender. What? God, hallelujah, created gender.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Oh, I tell you, and blessed gender is a great blessing. Now, I have at times wondered what it would be like to be female. I think that's curiosity. Surely some of you ladies have wondered. No, maybe not. I don't know. Maybe not. If I were a lady, I would not want to be a hairy-legged man. I'll tell you right now. I'll just tell you. Are you kidding? You see, God created Adam. And then he took a step back and said, I can beat that. Amen? Oh. But I mean, I have wondered. The Greeks wondered the same thing. There are literary works in the Greek canon about that. I promise you. So yeah, sure, it's natural, I think, to be curious, wonder. I will tell you, I have at times in my life been envious of ladies who get to carry children in their bodies. We men will never know what that's like. Isn't that right? I'll say more about that in a minute if the Lord will bless. I really need your prayers. We're going to be here till midnight if y'all don't pray. Okay? I mean, I have. But I have never taken it upon myself to decide that I am now female, put on a dress, and call myself Geraldo or whatever. I assure you, the person that won the 1976 or 8 decathlon in the Olympics is still a fully equipped male. What? Oh, and by the way, I'll even go, I don't want to say these things. I really don't. And even if I undergo surgery, I'm still male. Now, I have got to get away from that. Gender is a blessing. God created it. God's the originator of gender. God originated gender. He started it out. Isn't that great? Gender goes beyond the human species, but I'm talking about gender in the human species. God started it out. Gender is a great blessing. Men, if you are a male, it is a great blessing to be male. There are privileges and responsibilities that come along with being male. You can't be a husband very good if you're not. Some of us can't be husbands very good anyway. And I would put the privilege of being a father, well, it's inestimable. Inestimable. If you are female, you are blessed. It's a great blessing to be female. Men and women have their issues. Men and women have their complications. Men and women have their weaknesses. Men and women have their foibles. But I tell you, you're blessed. If you're male, you're blessed. If you're female, and I'm going to go further and say, you're really blessed if you know which one you are. And I know. Can you believe I'm saying these things? And I will go one step further even than that. Lord, I almost hang my head in shame to say this. If you don't know which gender you are, I can tell you in 8 seconds. I know, I can't believe I just said that. Okay. Gender is a great blessing. All right, now I'm going to read you some definitions. Y'all listening? Can I tell you, it's hard, if I had to go home now, it's worth all my journey and even leaving Becky at home to get to be with such a great congregation. You are a great congregation. Very great. The reason you're very great is you want to hear what God's Word says.
Amen.
And you're sitting up and paying attention. You know, that's important. That's one thing I thought about preaching to you is about how to hear a gospel sermon. Let me tell you how to hear. One thing is to sit up and pay attention. But anyway, and you're doing a good job of that. Okay. Male. Here's the definition from the Oxford English Dictionary. Listen to me now. A male. Of or belonging to the sex which begets offspring. Or, listen to this. This could not be worded more perfectly. Or performs the fecundating function. And I don't have to say what that is now, do I, my friends? Let me read that again. A male of or belonging to the sex which begets offspring or performs the fecundating function. That's male. Glory to God. By the way, let me say this. The reason God reserves that privilege for marriage is the following. Child rearing is a consignment of 25 years at hard labor. It is also the highest privilege, maybe one of the highest privileges and honors.
Yeah. That's
right. I assure you, without hesitancy and with joy in my heart, I would take a bullet for my boys. But no hesitancy. With joy in my heart and for my daughter-in-law now that I've got one. And if you are not ready to commit to 25 years of hard labor in child rearing, you are not yet ready to have sex. That is all there is to it. I know, I can't believe I said that. Please, y'all, don't put this on the internet, okay? don't do it. Female. In other words, the male begets the offspring. By the way, that is a perfectly biblical principle. Sarah bore children unto Abraham. God considered them Abraham's children. That does not mean they were not Sarah's children. That means God held Abraham primarily, number one, accountable for those children that he begot. Are you men listening?
Amen.
That is strictly awesome. One of the most horrifying things that has ever entered my mind is that John and Seth were going to be like me. Gives me the willies. Men, are you men listening to me? Female, definition, belonging to the sex which bears offspring. Now you listen to me. Those two cannot be interchanged. Men, the male begets the offspring. The female bears the offspring. She gestates them. Men don't gestate something. Right? I mean, what? These are objective realities. I'm not even telling you my opinion, although these are very strongly my opinion. These are objective realities. By the way, I used to tell my students all the time, if you write me an essay and all you do is state the obvious, you haven't taught me anything. But I'm up here stating the obvious. Because the world's so crazy. You do not choose your gender, my friends. Your gender is chosen for you. Listen to me. Genetics proves you don't choose your gender. By the way, if genetics had been discovered prior to Charles Darwin, his book, The Origin of Species, would have been laughed at.
Amen.
I mean, it totally, genetics destroys Darwin. Destroys him. He was a puling child. Here's what happens. When that which is of the male fertilizes that which is of the female, a new DNA complex is formed. From that moment, that child is male or female. That's it. I mean, it's XY male, XX female. Things may go wrong in the development. Okay. That is to say, we are blessed with our genders from conception. And I'll tell you something else about that. You think about, I'd like to tell you a lot about that DNA. Everything that that child ever will be, everything that person ever will be, everything that person ever will have, every talent they have, everything about them, even things that they will never develop themselves in potential are there in the DNA. There's more information in there. It's unbelievable. What happens? Okay, now I'm going to make some statements here, and it's also crazy, I don't even really know how to talk about it. But, you know, how many genders are there nowadays? Homosexuality is not a gender, it's a choice. Bisexuality is not a gender, it's a choice. Transgender, the very term, by the way, proves it's not a gender. Trans meaning across or above or beyond or over is not a gender. These are choices, not genders. Come on. Now, even if an individual is bent one way or the other, even if something, you know, even if they're turned, you know, one way or the other, it's still a choice. And here's what I say to that. And I can't believe I'm going to say this either. All of my life, I have been sexually attracted to women. I know. Tim Cool can't believe I said that. But here's the point. Am I to say, concerning all the women around, oh, I can't help it?
No.
Y'all see the point?
Yes.
Don't give me that. Even if an individual has a bent, like I could be the biggest lecher in the world, I guess. I don't know. Think about what I'm telling you. All right. I said these things the other day, and my son said, "Dad, those they're not saying those things are gender." So I looked it up on the internets, and now the term is gender fluid.
That's right.
Gender fluid, which means you're in gender flux, which means you're one way one day and another. I guess it's whatever you feel like today. Isn't this not? I want you to notice what this is not only denying God's word, the blessings of gender. It's denying what we know to be scientific fact.
Right. Yeah. Right.
You know, how horrible is it when we will deny known scientific fact to promote such things? Okay, now. I want now to just move up just a little bit of a level here and tell you that the blessings of gender are not just physical. Thank God, God made men and women different. Oh, I thank the Lord. My wife is not like me. Glory! I can hardly stand myself. The reason I like her so much, she's so much unlike me.
Yeah.
Tim McCool says amen. I have never seen a good-looking man in my life.
There you go.
I'm sorry. I know. It's horrible to talk to people like this. But the blessings of gender go far beyond the physical. The physical beauty of the ladies. Ladies are physically beautiful. Men, for the most part, are physically ugly. We are just ugly. Hairy-legged. What? But the blessings of gender go far beyond that to involve the temperamental and the emotional. Right? Personality characteristics that we see in the ladies that we don't normally see in men. Now, I insist that most of us men deem it our privilege and responsibility to provide for our ladies, our wives, and not only to do so, but to protect them.
Amen.
Now, I've got a lever action 30-30, and I'm telling you, I take protecting my wife serious. You had better not come in my house after my wife. Because I'm going to get my 30-30, and you'll think I'm John Wayne. Buddy, I'm going to shoot first, ask questions later, if you come in my house after my wife. And when my boys were... I mean it. It never enters Becky's mind to protect me. Say amen. I am to protect her. Isn't that great? I tell you, gender is a blessing from God. Being male is a blessing. Being female is a blessing. They're not the same. They never were intended to be the same. They're meant to be different, and they're meant to be complementary. My wife has been... I shudder to think the mess I would be in, and I know what you're thinking. You're a pretty big mess anyway, buddy. But I shudder to think the mess I would be in if I didn't have her to moderate me. I know you're thinking, but you're out of your mind, Gary Harvey. Well, just imagine how bad I would be if I didn't have Becky.
Amen.
Tim McCool? That was a poorly placed amen. What? Tim McCool, just... Now on the... So that's some male... That's some male characteristics, right? There are others, I'm sure. I want you to know men have got characteristics they've got to suppress. Men have characteristics they had better suppress. I'll just leave that at that. Females. I'm going to tell you what women, some things that ladies have that us men, that we men do not have. They've got the nurturing, caring, selfless, powerful, maternal instinct. Praise God they have it.
Amen.
Or the babies would die before they're a year old, depending on us men. I mean it. You men know I'm right. When John was a baby, He could just whimper. And it didn't matter if he was in the next county, my wife heard him. I remember one time I woke up. If I've told you all these stories, just forgive me, okay? I remember one time I woke up and John was, you know, I don't know how old he was. And I woke up, I slept so well, man. I woke up and I said, well, he slept all night. That was a mistake. She said, I was up five times, I'll have you know. And that's true. You better be thanking God there's a difference between men and women.
Amen.
You better be thanking God women have got that maternal instinct. And by the way, I believe with all my heart, it is built into the chemistry, the DNA, somehow, that little... Listen, I've seen three-year-old girls, mama babies. I've seen two-year-old girls, mama babies. Trust me, they're not even consciously aware of what they're doing, but it's instinctive, built in by God. They're female. And the men are out eating dirt. The boys are out eating dirt. Right? You tell me gender's not a blessing? Say amen.
Amen.
If you're female, you're blessed. If you're male, you're blessed. Now, females have to, they have some things they have to suppress too. I love you ladies. The ladies should not manipulate their husbands. You hear me, ladies? I'm sorry. They should not do it. But the men better, be flying right too. You ladies, I want you ladies to know I'm for you. 100%. I want to go on record tonight as telling you that I consider the primary responsibility for the climate of the home to be in the man's court. That's what I told John and Olivia when they got married. I said, son, the climate of your home is your responsibility primarily. I want you ladies to know that. But ladies can be manipulative. I'm not trying to be mean. So we've all got issues, don't we? You know why we've got issues? You know why men have issues? And women have issues. We're sinners. That's why we got issues. That's why men have the tendency to want to be too domineering. You know what I told John and Livia when they got married? I said, John, starting today, you are to live for your wife. Say amen.
Amen.
Okay. Peer pressure. Peer pressure is something that can cause people to go against their natural tendencies. Just read Romans 1 if you don't believe it.
Right.
Just read Romans 1.
Right.
Peer pressure can cause even God's children to go against their natural tendencies. Peer pressure is a powerful item. You know what you and I have to do? We have to resist the peer pressure. If we don't let it, y'all listen to me, this is how you overcome the world. Not that the world is all of a sudden going to be utopia and peace on earth. You overcome the world by not letting it overcome you.
Amen.
That's how that happens.
Amen.
Okay. So, I hope you believe as I do now that gender is a blessing.
Amen.
It was started by God. And incidentally, marriage was started by God too.
Amen.
Guess who defined marriage? Guess who's the only one can redefine it? Okay, before I really move up to what's more important, did y'all know Socrates was a real person? Socrates was a real person. Plato wrote stuff about Socrates. Socrates was a real person. When Socrates would want to think about whether an issue was right or not, you know what he asked himself? What would happen if everybody did it? Now, you can ask that to people that want to propose all this stuff, and they may not believe it, but you don't have to use the Bible to show them how ridiculous this is.
Right.
What if everybody was homosexual? You know what that would amount to? The end of the human species within a generation.
That's right, absolutely.
Now, let me interrupt here to say, there's forgiveness in Christ for the sin of homosexuality.
Amen.
There sure is. Sure there is. Okay. I want that clearly understood. I've had people ask me, well, you're so adamant against this. Are homosexuals welcome at your church? I said, absolutely. They are welcome at my church. But I'm not going to quit preaching against homosexuality.
Amen.
The thing they need, well, look, any person that has a sinful issue, they need deliverance from that.
Amen.
That the last thing they need is to be told it's okay. That's the last thing they need.
Amen.
When I have sin in my life, what I need is to be confronted with the sin in my life by God's word.
Amen.
And I need to repent of it. And what that will do, that will save me from heartache and destruction. Did you know sin is destructive?
Amen.
Sin is destructive. And now, all right, the blessings of gender also go far, far higher than men and women.
Amen.
You see, you want to know what I really believe at bottom? The bedrock problem, at bottom, the issue with all this gender mess is theological.
Yep.
It is theological. Because in the Bible, God is consistently represented as male.
Yep.
And the church... Now, when I say the church, I mean the local assembly. When I say the church, I do not mean the whole elect family. I mean the local assembly. That's what I believe the bride is. I think it's confusing to talk about the whole elect family as the bride. I really do. When I say the word church, I mean the local assembly. Those that have married Christ in water baptism. That's just my opinion. Ain't gonna fall out with anybody. But the church, throughout Scripture, is depicted as female. And that is on purpose. So don't give me a gender-neutral Bible. You know they got one of those. Gender-neutral Bible. Isn't that something? Why would you not want to call God your heavenly Father? Now let's think about that just a minute. Okay, let me read you those definitions again. Can I? Have you forgotten them? Male, of or belonging to the sex which begets offspring or performs the fecundating function. Put that into the spiritual realm. That is why God is called your heavenly Father. He is the one and the only one that begets spiritual children. He is the only one that performs the spiritual fecundating function and begetting children. God and God alone. The church does not assist or help him in that in any way. God is the Father.
Amen.
You see, there's more involved in this than just men and women.
Right.
Theology is at the bottom of it. God is our heavenly Father. It just gives me chills to think about it. Isn't that not wonderful? The Bible consistently teaches immediate Holy Spirit regeneration. Y'all listen to me. That which is of the Father seeks out that which is lifeless and inert and passive. Y'all hear me?
Yes.
Isn't that glorious? God is the Father, our Father who art in heaven. That's why we call him Father. That's not in the Bible to be sexist. Isn't that amazing? Well, let me read 1 John 5, 1 to you. You don't have to turn to it. I'm trying to hurry. Just let me read it to you here. You're so wonderful. And I know I'm yelling too much. I know I am. I'm yelling too much. I know it. See, that's a terrible habit of mine. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. By the way, that means if you believe that Jesus is the Christ, that's one of the strongest evidences that you are a child of God. You could not believe that Jesus is Christ if you had not already been born of God. But that does not mean, this verse does not say, whosoever is born of God believeth that Jesus is Christ.
That's right.
Doesn't say that, because a lot of people are born of God that don't believe that Jesus is Christ, because the way you're taught that is through gospel preaching.
Right.
And if you'll come back tomorrow morning, I may talk to you some about that. Romans 1, 16, 17 is wearing me out. I'm telling you right now. And everyone that loveth him that begat, that's talking about God. Who's the one that begat? The Father. Only. Y'all listen to me. I don't want to be coarse. I begat my sons. The male is the only one that can do that. I'm serious. That's not on accident. God is teaching us theology with that. See, he's the heavenly Father. Isn't that just glorious? Everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. So that tells you that God does the beginning. Now the church is represented as female. And my goodness, I could go all over the Bible and talk about that. I mean, holy cow. All the way through the book of Proverbs, there's a lot of that. Feminine gender through the book of Proverbs. Wisdom hath builded her house. What? Wisdom hath builded her house. She hath hewn out her seven pillars. She did that. Female. Proverbs 31, beautiful picture of an active wife and the church of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Proverbs 31. All the way through the Bible, the church is pictured as female. You want to know why? She is the bride of Christ. She is also called the mother of us all. Jerusalem, which is above, is the mother of us all. So the church is to be the one who has all the maternal instinct to take care of God's little children on this earth.
Amen.
Gender is a tremendous blessing in the realm of the spiritual also.
Amen.
And I thank you for your attention. God bless you.